We're doing Masechet Beitzah. We're up to the third chapter. Now we know, the Torah says, "Ach asher ya'achel lecho nefesh hu levado ya'aseh lachem." The Torah permits us to do melachot for food that we are eating on Yom Tov. And the question is, which melachot hutru? So we know we're allowed to bake. We know we're allowed to cook. We know that we're allowed to shecht. There are certain melachot we know we're allowed to do. We know we're allowed to salt. The question is, are you allowed to harvest? Can you go and just harvest your field on Yom Tov? Because you say, you know, I need food, so I'm going to go harvest the wheat, and then I'll grind it into flour, and then I'll sift the flour, and then I'll make myself bread. So that is prohibited. And the question is it prohibited d'oraita or d'rabanan? And that's unclear. We don't know. It's a machloket rishonim. Now, there's a svara the Magid Mishneh in the Rambam, and he says the following. He says, we say every Yom Tov, it's Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim. How is Rosh Hashanah exactly Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim?
Seems like everything technically.
Oh, right. How is Pesach, I understand, is Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim. Shavuot is Yom Matan Torotenu. Sukkot is Chag HaAsif. Everything Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim? So he says, which melachot are we prohibited from doing on Yom Tov? We don't do the work that you do for a long period of time. Meaning when you want to bake bread, you don't go harvesting your field and bring it to the matrena and grind it. You harvest the whole field at once. And after you harvest the whole field, you gather it, your mamner, and then you winnow it, and your dash. And then you take the grain and you bring it to grind it all at once. Those are melachot that are done in mass. And the nature of melachot that are done in mass is that a wealthy person hires other people to do them. A wealthy person, his wife, might bake his own bread. She might bake the food for everyone to eat, but she will not, and he will not, actually go out there and harvest the field. He's going to have workers to do it. So he says, the melachot that are prohibited on Yom Tov are those melachot which an eved would do, which you would hire someone else to do, the melachot such as harvesting, anything before taking the flour and making it flour and water and kneading the dough. All melachot prior to that, he says, are prohibited. Unclear whether they are prohibited d'oraita or d'rabanan, and he says this is the aspect in each Yom Tov, this is one aspect of Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim. We're commemorating that we were freed from slavery, and that's why we're not doing the melachot of an eved on Yom Tov. So far so good? Okay. Our perek and our mishnah is going to start dealing with the melachav tseida, hunting. Tseida can be translated as hunting. Seida really means to capture something. And we have to know the rule that it says in the end of the first Mishnah, Zaklal, the following rule. Kol amchusar tseida. Something that you actually have to work to figure out how to catch it, asur. That's prohibited from doing on Yom Tov. V'sheinom chusar tseida, something that isn't hard, you just lean over and you grab it, that's mutar, that's permitted on Yom Tov. That's why you're allowed to take chickens from the coop to shecht on Yom Tov. You're allowed to take your sheep to shecht on Yom Tov. What about tseida? We say, no, that's not really called tseida. If it's not mechusar tseida, if it doesn't require of you to do great effort, that's mutar. Now, that's one criterion. There's another criterion, and that is this my animal or not? Meaning, if I'm walking, shenom chusal tzedah means I don't have to figure out a way of catching it. Latsud means to catch something. Mechusal tzedah, it's lacking catching. You still have to catch it. In the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah gives us the rule. There's one more rule we have to know, and that is that I can only eat things on Yom Tov that are mukhan, that are prepared, that are mine. If let's say there are fruits on a tree on a Friday afternoon or an Erev Yom Tov, then the Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah, we're in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. So let's say there are fruits on the tree, and a goy picks the fruits off the tree on Shabbat or Yom Tov. Being that those fruits were beyond my capacity to eat when Yom Tov entered, they are not considered mukhan, they are muktzeh. Right? So I wouldn't be able to eat them on Yom Tov. The same thing would be if, let's say, there's a deer running wild, and I'm hungry, and suddenly I'm a big tzaddik, the deer runs up to me and says, shecht me, right? So I say, okay, let's say it's not mechusal tzedah, he's standing here waiting for me to shecht him. Or let's say he got tangled in my clothesline. I walk outside and I see, oh, God had this bird or this animal.
Your deer trap.
Or my deer trap, right? They got all caught, they're caught up. And now, it's easy, I don't have, they're not mechusal tzedah, but they weren't there before Yom Tiv. So those animals will be prohibited from eating, because those animals were not mukhan, they're not mine. Our Mishnah begins, Ein tzadin dagin min ha-bevarin b'yom tov. Even though we're allowed to slaughter an animal, we're allowed to cook, those tasks we are permitted to do on Yom Tiv, but to be tzad is the equivalent of harvesting, to take a fish and catch it in its bevar and take it out, that is prohibited. Bevar is like a pool. So you're not allowed to even grab a fish out of the pool to eat it on Yom Tov.
Yeah? Kol v'chomer, right? That if it's in the stream,
what?
It will be in the wild.
Say, of course it would be in the wild. Here the idea is that
even if you have a pool for the purpose of taking out the fish.
I have a pool there for the fish, but the pool is big enough that I need a net. I got to figure out how to catch them. Or the pool isn't so big, but the water is murky.
Right.
So it's hard for me to figure out where they're located. In either one of those cases, it's considered that it's a mechusal tzedah. I still have to do some work to get that fish. So if I still have to do some work to get that fish, so then that fish is not considered mukhan. It wasn't prepared.
And they don't take it out of the bevarin like the flood.
So we don't take those fish out of the bevarin because they're not mukhan, because they still require tseida. If I had a fish in a little bucket, and then I could easily take the fish out of the bucket, that's okay. If I had a small pool that's small enough that I could just reach in and take it out, you know, like when you go to the shuk and they have these little pools, that's fine. But if I have a bevah where it's mechusal tzedah, where I still have to do something to catch it, that fish is considered not ready for eating on Yom Tov, and I'm not allowed to take that fish. And the same thing would be if I had a corral with sheep running around, and it's not easy to catch those sheep. If I have a big corral, that's also mechusal tzedah. So the Mishnah begins and tells us you cannot take fish out of the bevah on Yom Tov. And then, not nefnemezonot, being that they have enough food over there in the pool, and it's not considered like it's your pet that you feed all the time. So Chazal said, being that they have food over there in the pool, in the pond, wherever it is that you leave them, so that's not called mezonotehen alecha. You're not responsible for feeding them. Your pet dog, he relies on you to give him the leftover bones, right? Your sheep, they rely on you to bring them oats. Your donkeys, they rely on you. That's mezonotan alecha. They're domesticated animals that you rely on you for food. But if you have a fish running around and those fish really are okay with what's there in the pond, that's not mezonotan alecha. You're not allowed to feed them. Chazal said, if you feed them, you might come to eating them. So don't feed them either. Let them manage on their own. Aval tzadin chaya veofot. But if I have a small corral where it's easier to catch them, and I have a wild animal, I have deer in there, or I have birds in the cage or whatever area where it's reasonable to catch them, then I may take on Yom Tov. V'notanin lifnem mezonot, and by the same token, I could feed them. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, lo chal ha-bevarin shavin. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is coming to explain. Don't misunderstand.
Kind of term,
what? Bevar is an area where you have animals. It could be a corral, it could be a pond, it could be a pool. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is not coming to argue on Tana Kama. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is coming to explain. Lo chol ha-bevarin shavin. Not all cages or not all areas where you keep your pets are equal. Zakla, the rule is as follows. Kolam chusal tzedah, whatever you need, a net, you need some kind of equipment to catch the animal, asur, you're prohibited from taking animals from there. V'sheinom chusal tzedah, and if you don't need it, you could just lean over and grab the animal, mutal, you're allowed to feed them and eat them, and that's the way we go, lalach, we go through Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So if a guy has a corral and or he has a what do you call a place people keep their sheep? He has a pen. If it's a small enough pen that he could just reach over and grab one of the animals, then those animals he may feed on Yom Tiv, and he may also take them to eat on Yom Tiv. And there's Hashem, tomorrow night we'll pick up with what Dani brought up, the whole idea of mitzudot. When can I take food animals from the traps and when not? Okay.